Hundreds more illegal migrants landed on England's coast on Monday. By Peter Cattell on May 3, 2022. Over 300 illegal migrants arrived in Britain on Monday by the English Channel, adding considerably to the over 250 people who made the journey on Sunday. Even more illegal migrants have managed to cross the English Channel and enter Britain, with Monday seeing hundreds more making the potentially lethal journey from France in small boats. They follow hundreds of others who made the journey on Sunday, with calmer weather prompting a resumption in illegal migrant crossings which were halted for a period of around 11 days due to inhospitable conditions. According to a report by The Times, an even larger number of people made the journey to England on Monday than on Sunday, with the paper recording around 330 people as landing on England's shores compared with only around 250 the day before. The publication now reports that over 7,000 migrants have crossed the Channel this year in small boats, which it says is around three times the number who made the crossing within the first 4 months of last year. While many crossing the Channel illegally in this way are doing so in the hopes of claiming asylum in Britain, doubts have been raised as to whether many of these claims are legitimate. This is due to a certain amount of skullduggery occurring in regards to these border crossings, with populist firebrand Nigel Farage seemingly providing more evidence on Monday regarding suspicious practices surrounding the crossings. Reporting from the English Channel on Monday, Farage explained that he and his crew had spotted some migrants throwing their mobile devices, as well as some clothing, into the sea in a way they deemed rather suspicious. "We have now seen three of the people on that boat throwing their mobile phones into the water," Farage said in a report on GB News website, during which footage can be seen of what appears to be an illegal boat migrant disposing of a mobile device in the sea. "If these were legitimate refugees, why would they need to do that?" he went on to ask. The ex-Brexit Party leader also expressed concern at the level of migrants which he fears will be seen further on in the year, claiming that UK infrastructure on the Channel was already struggling to keep up with the influx. "It is not an exaggeration to suggest that if we carry on as we are, it'll be 100,000 crossing the English Channel this year, and 90,000 of them will be young men without any documents whatsoever," he said, once again describing the UK's rescue efforts as a very expensive taxi service. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.